Grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. It does not take much time to forget. You know what I'm talking about. You get up from the living room and you walk into the kitchen, and by the time you get there, you have no idea why you walked into the kitchen. In the case of a national disaster, say a hurricane or two that hit the South, suddenly, within weeks, most of us don't even think about the event at all. All seemingly forgotten as we move on to the next big national event. We all battle daily with sin and the effects of a world broken by that sin. And yet, how often do we remember that we are baptized into Jesus and made children of God? Well, in my case, not very often. It's easy to forget. It's easy to forget the book of Jude. One chapter, 25 verses, and yet it is packed with profound theological insights, especially for us on this, the last day of the church year, as we look forward for Jesus returning on that last day. Jude's message is about not forgetting, and perhaps stated in a little bit better way, it's about remembering. So on this day, the church remembers Jesus because Jesus remembers his church. Now, you may think that that's a rather obvious statement, but remember, it's easy to forget. It's happened before. A time when the church had forgotten Jesus. Well, what happens when you forget who Jesus is and what he said? Well, Jude writes his letter to the church about 68 AD or so, roughly 35 years after the death and resurrection and ascension of Jesus. By this time, most of the apostles have died, and Jude, the brother of Jesus, feels compelled to write to the church in their place. And he has a very simply stated purpose: to remind you, although you once fully knew it, the Lord Jesus, who saved a people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed those who did not believe. In a way, Jude is saying the people had forgotten Jesus and forgotten about his promised return. They had forgotten that Jesus will come both as Savior to those who believe and destroyer of those who don't, just like it happened in the past in Egypt. Now, having forgotten about the reality of Jesus, some Christians in Jude's day had perverted the grace of God into sensuality, turned forgiveness into a license over others, and outright denied Jesus as the only Lord and Savior. Well, what happens when you forget Jesus will one day return as both Savior to those who believe? Well, Jude tells us. He writes, "Dear friends, remember what the apostles of our Lord foretold. They said to you, in the last times, there will be scoffers who follow their own ungodly desires." You see the world out there this morning. The list of social issues that we face are too long to list. But you see, Jude is writing to the church. So has the modern Christian church forgotten Jesus? Sure seems like it. Blatantly rejecting any sense of sin in people's lives, attaching modern ideologies to counteract biblical truths in the name of tolerance, taking God's means of grace, the very place where he has promised to meet you with his grace and his mercy, turning them into a work on the part of the members to show their worthiness to God. Couple these with all of our recent societal battles being fought, and it's easy to say, yes, so many have forgotten Jesus. And by the looks around us, perhaps it's easy to say that Jesus has forgotten us. This past election cycle is a perfect example of how easy it is to get caught up into looking to others. Both sides claimed some type of messianic stature, waging a battle against evil on the other side, and that they would be the only one to, quote, save the nation. But let this be a reminder that Jesus and Jesus alone is your Savior, and the Savior of our nation, and the Savior of the world. He has saved you from sin and death by his death and resurrection. He saves you now as you hear the words of absolution, and as you feast at his table, where he does not remember your sins, but rather he forgives them. So what happens when you forget Jesus will also return to be destroyer of those who don't believe. Well, it's easy to see ourselves as those who are secure in the faith. However, we get tempted, just as the church in all times and in all places has been tempted, to be comfortable in our own ways, even our own sins, living the way we want to live, falling into patterns of life that become contrary to how the Lord would have us live. How easy to convince ourselves that we need not worry about it or make any changes. Remember instead that Jesus will return to be your judge. Remember that he has called you to repentance. He calls you to the truth of his forgiveness. He calls you to live a life according to his word. And he calls you to remember that those who forget will be destroyed in an eternal agony and never-ending punishment. Frightening, though, for sure, but comforting to know that Jesus never forgets you. And our Heavenly Father has a rather unique way of addressing our forgetting that Jesus is our Savior and our destroyer. And he does it by reminding us in the same way that he reminded the early church through Jude. He does it this way, preparing us for the future by pointing us to the past. Listen again to Jude. To those who have been called, who have been loved by God the Father, and kept by Jesus Christ. God has called you, loved you, and kept you in the faith by remembering past actions of our Lord. Jude tells us what our future will be. To him who is able to keep you from falling and present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy. By the power of the Holy Spirit, we look forward to that day by remaining in our God-given faith. It is that faith that helps us always to remember about Jesus, that he hears our prayers when we join the thief on the cross, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom, that he always has and always will be mindful of you. He who has all the glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time, now and forever, remembers you by calling you, loving you, and keeping you in his church. Calling you through baptism, loving you is by giving you the results of his cross, and keeping you in the one true faith until we see him face to face. So we do remember Jesus, even if we cannot remember the seven activities he calls us to do in our text from Jude this morning. Do you remember all seven of them that I read? Probably not. That's okay. I have them written down for you. The first four are activities of encouragement. Build yourself up in the most holy faith. See, faith lives by its object, Jesus. And when we look to what he has done in the past, we are encouraged to keep listening to his word today. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Prayer that is informed by God's word and as the Spirit works through faith. Keep yourself in the love of God, staying in that love given to you in your baptism. And wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. An encouragement to expect mercy from our Savior, even though we deserve to be destroyed by him as judge. And then he gives three encouragements to believers to live with those who do not believe. Have mercy on those who doubt. Jesus allowed himself to be rejected by the world, and so too the world will reject the word of God through us. But remember, he is the only judge. We are called to show mercy as we have been shown mercy first. Save others. Jesus saved us from the jaws of eternal death, and we encourage to be used by our Lord to spread his word amongst the non-believers. And finally, hate even the garment stained by the flesh. You have been clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that has covered all of your sin. How can we ever blemish that with unrepentant sin? So we are encouraged to not pervert the grace of God, but to hate sin and love Jesus. All seven of these activities that Jude lists out are a response to what God has already done for you in Jesus. Remembering is always like this. You cannot remember without the past. You can't live according to God's word apart from what God has already done and promised you. Remember what he has done. He gave his life for you. He conquered death for you. He sent his Spirit so that you might believe the promises of forgiveness, life, and salvation. He has promised to return in glory to you. He has promised to destroy those who do not believe, but he has promised to save those who do. Here once again is his promise. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring you to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Jesus remembers you. And this is how you remember him. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time, now and forevermore. Amen.